bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome to Trending with Tim Ray here on Relevant Radio. Like to kick off this hour, we're going to be talking about a lot during our weekly marriage hour, from whether or not natural family planning is just Catholic birth control, contraception, lots of questions about this. We'll talk about the plummeting fertility rate, why there's hope, and why and what we can do as Catholics. And also, do you find yourself facing an empty nest? Have all your kids maybe come and gone, or maybe it's at the end of that time? What is empty nest syndrome? What have you learned about it? And what can you do to heal and work through rediscovering your mission in Christ in a different phase in life? But first of all, join me in praying for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. And I'd like to hit, hopefully tonight, 2 million. That would be our goal. We need a lot of people to step up tonight, so let's pray for this need. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're listening to Trending with Timmery here on Relevant Radio. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, if you haven't downloaded the app, head over to relevantradio.com/trending. So about a year ago, more than a year ago, I guess I could say, I made a prediction that there would be a baby boom. The question is, has there been a baby boom or a baby bust because of COVID? That's the question at hand. And I do think we still may see this, because if you think, you know I had my COVID baby, literally my COVID baby. Baby was due in December. So that would be just the beginning of where we're starting to see COVID babies coming December in through the rest of this year. And what we're seeing in terms of birth rate for 2020 is the lowest birth rate we have on record here in the United States. And this is sad news. There's some hopeful news, but I think there's a lot we can take from this in terms of what can we do about this? I don't know about you, but I hear something and I look around often. I go, okay, so what are we going to do about it? What's the next step? And sometimes perhaps I think that I can take on too much. And sometimes I know a lot of us can have the savior complex where we think we have to save the world. And that's Jesus's job, not ours. Right? Right? Right, Timmery? I'm reminding myself here. But there is stuff we can do to cooperate in God's mission. But let's talk about what's happening. So there's a report basically that in 2020, births were down 4%. And we not only saw that, but we saw that we're at a 1.6 replacement level, the lowest we have seen to date in the United States since we've recorded this type of information. Now, we've also learned the University of New Hampshire reported that deaths exceeded births in 2020. But it wasn't just in 2020, and people can't just blame and point to COVID, in fact. Because actually, in 2019, a number of states, including West Virginia, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, and others, actually saw more deaths than births in 2019, prior to COVID. We're just seeing a trend continue into 2020, where Oregon, Montana, Ohio, Mississippi, Arizona, Florida, so many other states are seeing this trend. Fewer births, more deaths. What's the bottom line? We aren't replacing ourselves. And so I had mentioned before, I thought there was going to be a baby boom. When it came to COVID, people were in their homes, there was more time, you get what I'm saying. People were also, you know, we're looking to that World War II, that World War I era, people were home from the war, and yet that's not what we're seeing right now in terms of the numbers. So my question is this, what's the difference between people reuniting and being together during that baby boomer generation when a lot of babies, a lot of love surrounded new life? And today, COVID-19, going into 2020. Well, first, we have a lower marriage rate than we've ever seen. Two, COVID has led to isolation. Many people who aren't married are actually alone and isolated. I had a friend who just moved across country because she recognized how isolated she was in the community she was in. She needed to be around more people that she knew. And third, we have a cultural and a legal tie to abortion and contraception, which has lowered our birth rate, decreased the idea of commitment in marriage because marriage is made for babies, to protect moms, to provide a mother and a father to baby. This is the purpose of marriage. So when you don't have babies, we have less marriages. It's really important for us to remember. But here's the good news as we're looking at the baby numbers that not enough people are talking about. And Michael knew, he's a top pro-life researcher in the nation. He's always there to remind me of the good news and the gains that we're making in the pro-life movement. And he emphasized the CDC also has reported that the teen birth rate continues to fall. In fact, over the last 20 years or so, we've seen it fall by 75%. 75%, that's astounding. Now, I tend to have a little bit of a negative take on this because we see massive adoption over the last 20 years of contraception among teenagers, tweens. And so, unfortunately, I do think that abortion number is still higher. But this is good news. There are fewer teenagers having children. And I pray and I hope, and we are actually seeing this, that fewer teenagers are having sexual encounters as early as they used to. So these are all great things. It's a reminder to continue to encourage teenagers that sex is meant for marriage and that babies belong within marriage. These are really important things. But here's the question. As Catholics, what can we do about this plummeting fertility rate? I think that the first thing is that it's easy, instead of looking around at a plummeting fertility rate, instead we can go, you know what, we're going to change things by having children and raising good children who will change in the next generation. All the men are like, yeah, let's go, right? Have babies. Because guess what? The people who don't want you to have babies aren't really having babies. And it's the next generation that will inherit the mess that has been made, but who will be the hope-filled and faith-filled individuals who will change the future, bring hope and light. And part of that sometimes means that we have to overcome our fears about having all the dollars and cents, the perfect home, the right job, the right ratio of time balance in order to care for that child. And remember, God provides. I've been told time and time again that with every child comes a little loaf of bread underneath that baby's arm. When people have babies, blessings occur. Even if it's not the type of blessing that you expected. We were praying for a job change, for a new job for my husband. We didn't know it would move us across the country. Incredibly hard and challenging, yes. But I can tell you that was one of the great blessings with our new baby. God always provides through the generosity of others, through his providence, through his timing. He has a plan. Children are a gift. We can't be afraid of them. The second thing, so number one, don't despair. Have hope. Have children. Support a culture of life. The second thing we can do as Catholics to attack and really face this plummeting fertility number, plummeting birth number, is to take an active role by loving and mentoring children we know. Because when we take that active role in the community, parents aren't as terrified of having kids. They're not as terrified of the help that they think they need. They see that other people care and love their children and are actually encouraging and building up their children in the society. But we're so quick to kind of separate and isolate ourselves from being what? From being the body of Christ. From making up for the lacking gifts other people have, or even sometimes lacking time other people have. By giving our time, giving our talents, giving our treasures, delighting in other people's children. Sure, even when we don't know how to, ask, how can I help? How can I help you with your child? Maybe you have time. I know there are a lot of incredible aunts and uncles out there right now who have wished that they were married, wished that they had children. And I admire them in so many ways because I've seen them in their singleness. They've devoted so much of their time at moments to their nieces, their nephews, and people in the community. This attitude of service. It's so important. In fact, tomorrow we're going to talk about being a silent servant, giving of yourself here on Trending. So don't go away. We'll come back talking about the empty nest during our weekly marriage hour here on Trending. Our very own Karen Moran from the Family Rosary and our producer of Trending with Tim Ray will be with us talking about this transition. What is empty nesting? What have you learned about it? And how do you work through this transition in life to understand your God-given mission? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I'd like to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Members of our St. Joseph Society are really heroes to the mission of Relevant Radio. Our generous monthly donors have budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. Please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better, it saves us money, and you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all of the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Hey, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show, The Big Cale Clark Show, and also The Faith Explained. I'm joining Timory today on Trending with Timory, and I'm so happy to be with you, Timory. Call 1-877-291-0123. Like Father Rocky just said, you can become a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. So many benefits to that. Makes our life a lot easier, too. It helps us to budget for the year. Help us give hope by going to relevantradio.com or going on to the Relevant Radio app, and you can donate quickly, easily, and securely right now. And really, this is your last major opportunity this week to show your love for Trending with Timory, because Timory Show is not going to be, the pledge drive ends tomorrow afternoon, technically. Now, you can, of course, give any time, but this is your chance to show her your love, show her how much you appreciate this show by donating right now. And anything you give this hour will be matched 100%, Timory.
This is the opportunity, Cale, right now, because here's the deal. You can donate at relevantradio.com, or you can head to your Relevant Radio app. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Give now. But here's the deal. We are, I think we're about maybe $50,000, $80,000. I'm looking for an update here. I think we're around $50,000 away from that $2 million mark.
Okay, so let's get there. Let's get there this hour.
Amen. Let's get there this hour. And here's why. Because let's start fresh. Let's not have a worry thinking, oh no, is Relevant Radio going to be fully funded on Friday? Let's start the day with $2 million. So
that'd be nice.
I need $50,000 tonight. Support Trending with Timory. This is your last opportunity. It's the last time tonight that I'm asking you to join this mission, talking about hope in the midst of a generation that needs healing, affirmation, joy, and Christ. A generation who's been wounded by abortion that needs to know that there is the mercy of Christ and reconciliation right there. So many people who are hungry for the Mass that we give access to the Mass, Cale, where we're talking about addressing the gender issue and so many other issues. In fact, I have an incredible story I'll share in a little bit here about this that you and I were talking about earlier, Cale. This is the opportunity to support Relevant Radio, bring truth, light, and ultimately hope. But we need you, people, to call up. $50,000, the greatest gift you can give, or whether that's $50,000, whether that's $30 today. Please support us. Number is 1-877-291-0123. Where else can people donate?
I've done that so many times this week. RelevantRadio.com or to the Relevant Radio app. You can go to help us give hope as we bring Christ to the world through media. See you in a moment.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Our very own Karen Moran from the Family Rosary across America, and who's behind the scenes producing the Cale Clark Show, Trending with Timory, who helps keep us organized, trending, joyful, always helping to provide a Catholic take, is here with me because she's been through a recent transition in her life the last few years. Not only is tomorrow her last day with Relevant Radio, besides being a super volunteer, because I know she can't fully leave us, we've actually seen that she's going through that transition that so many of you are going through. And even if you aren't, there's so much to learn from this. That is empty nesting. Karen, share with us a little bit about what it's been like for you and what you've learned.
Well, first of all, Timory, when you asked me to come on and talk about this, my first instinct was, no, I'm not an expert at this. But I said to myself, how can I encourage other people to come on this show and share their experience when I myself am going to try and chicken out about it? But that's the disclaimer. I'm going through this, and I have some thoughts on it, and I'm happy to share those with you from my limited perspective, knowing half of it all. So my girls, our girls are 23 now, and that means they've been through college. They're 4 years of college, and they've had basically 1 year out on their own. And I would say when they went off to their freshman year of college, my husband and I were like, emptiness! We're like, woohoo! Thinking like, and also I'm coming at this from a perspective of the twins came and the twins left. So it was like all or nothing in our life. We've got that perspective too. I think lots of people have like one goes and then another goes and then another. And then finally they're empty, you know. But we had them that like feast or famine. But my take on that was they didn't really fly away from the nest. I think what we're really doing all of our life as a parent, and even you'll always be a parent of your kids when they're adults, is that you're just helping them cope with change. And change is the only thing we know that's really going to happen in life. So I was saying, even if you move the nest, they fly back to it, because we moved from California to Arizona, but they came home, you know, they come home semi-permanently. But yeah, there's a lot of shifts in the dynamics of your relationship too. When the nest is empty and you're just saying, what do we do? What do we do now? There's no one to manage.
Let's
you're at the opposite extreme, too.
I'm the opposite
extreme. Your nest
extreme.
Is filling.
Yeah. It is, slowly but surely. You know, I was thinking about some of what the signs are of empty nesting, and just to mention a handful of them, a loss of purpose at times. I don't know if that's something you've experienced. Frustration over lack of control or feeling left out in your kid's life. Emotional distress and kind of trying to avoid that grieving process or feeling the feelings you're feeling in that change. Marital stress, you know, what the heck? Do I even know you anymore? We've lost our mission of this kid being in our home. And then fifth, anxiety about how the kids are doing. Is this anything you've experienced at all?
Check every box for me. Yes, check every box. Annie, it's so funny that you and I can talk about this because you're in the generation of my girls. You're a little bit older. So you kind of can see what I'm going through, but I'm not your parent. You know that what your parents are going through. But I feel like it is, all of those things happen. And it's how you deal with them. And you feel like you're adrift, you know, and trying to figure out what does a new day look like. But, you know, I guess having a Catholic marriage and that consistency in our life and knowing that you really are anchored. This change is just another of the many changes. You think that the dynamic of your child being gone from your house puts you back to the stage before you had your kids, but that's not the way it works. It's like they're still sort of tethered to you in a way.
Yeah. And I think often, you know, many wounds later in terms of the life experience you've had, many joys and good memories later. But I guess one of my questions, and if you're just joining us, that's Karen Moran from the Family Rosary and our producer here at Relevant Radio on Trending, who's retiring to super volunteer come tomorrow. But Karen, was there a moment, I know you said you were excited originally about, oh, hey, we're empty nesters. Was there a moment where you went, oh, no, this wasn't what I wanted and I'm not doing the best?
Yeah, there, you know, part of it was just worrying about my daughter's, you know, thriving outside of the home, and knowing that my going to try and fix it wasn't the way that it was going to get fixed, and that they had to learn, and also, you know, just sort of like have that moment where they dig deep and figure things out. And it's our tendency as parents to just go make everything better, but that doesn't always help. And keeping myself out of doing that. And my husband was very good about that too. It's like, no, you can't fix this. They have to fix this. And but all of these things, you know, just like you're finding out with a new one, you don't, there's no handbook that comes tucked in the basket when you take that baby home, you know? It's like you are making it up as you go along, but you're also figuring it out as you go along. And, just like your kids are, you know, your children are figuring it out. So it's funny because they are adults now, and we have an adult relationship now. And that's neat and interesting in itself, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's all good. It's all change. It's all good.
Yeah, one of the big things a lot of people experience is that lost sense of purpose, even if they haven't quite put their finger on it. And we're going to come back talking about that. But before we go there, one of the big things is emotional distress. There's this grieving or this anger or frustration. And I know a lot of parents, they don't want to go, okay, my kid's out of the house now. What am I going to do about that? And instead of kind of feeling those emotions, they just go like, oh, I'm just going to distract myself, rather than acknowledging and almost going through a grieving process as if someone has died, actually, because it's a new, yeah. It's a death, because it's a new type of relationship.
Mm-hmm. I think I compare it to the first time your child gets a boo-boo. It breaks your heart. You know, their little brand new knee gets skinned. And so that, as a parent, you'll always feel, you don't want them to experience that hurt, but you know, through that experience, they're growing and they're understanding their limits. I don't know. I'm figuring it out as I go along too, but all of those things are very true and very real. And, you know, it tests your relationship, your spousal relationship. And I think it makes you lean into each other and you make it stronger, and you see that this person is figuring it out too. Give each other a little grace and get to the other side.
And one of the great challenges too in marriage, whether you're having a baby, maybe you've lost a baby, maybe you're changing jobs and moved across the country, you're facing an empty nest, is the marital side of things. And that's where I love some of the resources in our church, such as RetroVi. You can find them at helpourmarriage.org, which is an incredible, I think, retreat and program for couples to kind of rediscover and understand their Catholic faith in the context of their marriage too.
Yes. Yes. It's so important to always appreciate that the other person is giving as much as they can. And just, you know, always work from that perspective, that this change is just, it's new for them too. So we have to trust that your spouse is in it with you, and things will change. Embrace it.
This is Karen Moran here from the Family Rosary and our producer here in Trending with Tim Ray. Till tomorrow, send your love. We'll be back in just a bit. We'll discuss kind of going through that new purpose as an empty nester. And also during our marriage hour, is NFP Catholic birth control?
Wow, that's quite a question you just hit everybody with. I can't wait to hear the answer to that one. I think I know what it is, but I want to hear the explanation. What a great show Timmy is having right now. And if you like Trending with Timmy, if you support what she's doing and what we're doing here at Relevant Radio, please call this number right now, 1-877-291-0123, to make your donation now. It's our Give Hope Pledge Drive. You can also go to relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. You can donate securely online through those means. And plus, when you do it that way, you'll get a free talk called Why We Love Our Lady, by Father Rocky. I know you're going to enjoy it. This is Cale Clark, the host of The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio. And I'm here with Timory. And Timory, I got to tell you, that was like a master class in parenting. You and Karen just chatting and just soaking up her wisdom. I love doing it too. I've been having her on as much as I can over the last few days on my show because, of course, tragically, she's going to be stepping away, but she'll always be with us and she'll be in on the regular from time to time. And I call her America's big sister because she's great at giving advice like she just gave you.
And amen. People have no idea what she's saying behind the scenes. I'll be on mic and she's saying, what about this? What about this perspective? You know, we have so many people behind the scenes here who are cheering, saying, okay, have we hit $2 million yet? Have we been able to reach out to these people on this question having to do with confession, having to do with their marriage? It's not just Cale and myself, Father Rocky and the others who are here truly loving this mission. And I will say loving those who are with us in it. It's all of us. It's one big family behind the scenes. I mean, I wish I could name every single person here from accounting to IT. We are here in this mission with you at Relevant Radio, and we're asking you to join us with your time, with your talent, with your treasures, but especially today with your treasures. You can call us and donate easily. The number is 1-877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. But Kay, I want to share a little story. We were emailed earlier this week, and there was an aunt who had been listening to the Trending podcast, and next thing you know, she had a sister call in who ended up sharing about how the daughter was suddenly identifying as transgender. She didn't know what to do. It's this huge challenge. And she had, in the middle of the phone conversation, randomly, the Trending podcast started playing, addressing the gender issue, and it wouldn't stop, and it's blowing up through her phone as she's trying to talk to this family member. And she, it was the perfect moment to help her loved one navigate this difficult issue of confusion surrounding sexuality and gender. That's why we're here. So donate now. Support this. Be a source of hope and light. 1-877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Give hope today. Give help. Give resources.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome to Trending with Timory here on Relevant Radio. It is great to be with you. I'm here with our very own Karen Moran, and we're talking about empty nesting, a new transition that so many go through, and whether you're in it or not, there is a ton to be learned. You know, do you ever find yourself at a point where you've lost your purpose? Maybe you found you're single longer than you hoped. Maybe you found your kids are at school more. They're not home as much. You're going through empty nest syndrome. Whatever it might be, there are so many changes and phases in our lives that occur. And Karen, I so often find that we grieve what we've lost, but we also, for some reason, can't go back to recognizing that our vocation, above all other vocations, is to holiness. And God gives us different circumstances to seek that holiness at different stages in our lives. And you've seen this in empty nesting yourself.
Yes, Timory, I was blessed to be able to stay at home and work from home with my kids. So as they got older, and we did a couple of corporate relocations, I kind of stopped working from home and was a full-time stay-at-home mom. When they hit middle school, I got the memo. We don't need you around so much, Mom. And they needed me praying for them more full-time. And I'm ashamed to say, I don't think I really thought about praying for my kids until they were in middle school, which is reality really slaps you in the face. Pray for your child. They're in middle school. So who doesn't remember middle school? And that led me to just really coming back into my faith more and just bringing it all to Our Lady for her intercession to our Lord. And And I started volunteering and then working in Catholic radio. And so for me, it's been, a total redefinition of my career in radio, in public relations, but in radio. And I've loved it, and they've loved it. They had that. They didn't have me hovering. I told them, you can face the cruel world. You were raised by a Karen.
So, you know, I always remind you when you're hashtagging trending on Twitter. Every time my parents like, that person pulled a Karen, I'm like, hey, I know a Karen. We love her. And we will miss her here on Relevant Radio. She's retiring tomorrow from our great show, our great network. Karen, you know, here's one thing I notice. So often we are in these transitions. The question I found myself, because I end up unmarried for longer than I'd hoped or planned, and the question I asked myself was, what can I do to live a more meaningful life and a virtuous life? And I always found that it came back to three things. Number one, how am I giving myself? Two, what do my relationships look like? And third, how am I working to grow in virtue? And I see this in your own story, that you decide to start volunteering for Catholic radio. You started with Immaculate Heart Radio. And I can just imagine, as you're going through that grieving process with your kids, you're trying to find how to, you know, fill more of your time. How did that giving to Relevant Radio and Immaculate Heart at the time really help you?
Wow. I mean, it was, for me, it was so enriching. I really do feel like I have gained more through this experience than I could have ever hoped for. Or even imagined. I was doing just basic volunteer things, but I went to Doug Sherman and I said, you know, I have a PR background. If you want me to really kick it up a notch, let's do this. And so I did. And for me, it was a great fit. And I see the hand of God in that journey.
Amen. Praise
and,
God.
Yeah.
Hey, have a question for you.
I think, yeah.
There's a question that came in from Elk Grove. Elisa, if you want to go ahead and ask your question about your baby coming and going to college now in July, please ask it for Karen.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Elisa.
Do I get to?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your question.
How are you?
Great. What's your question?
My last baby is going off to college. And I just want to make sure she doesn't get distracted from her faith. You know, she's a really good girl, and she's going to be off to college and parties and all these things. And I don't want the distractions to take her away from everything I've worked on all her life, which I'm sure temptations will be there. She's never been like that at home, but now that she's going to be gone, I don't even know what to expect.
Well, Elisa, I feel your pain. I feel your worry. I would have to say you have to trust that you've done everything that you can, that you could have done, or that you can do to bring her a rich Catholic faith. And, you know, you have to trust that you're children know how they were raised, and that's one thing I wish I would have said more. Remember how you were raised. But I'm not a big guilt tripper. And but you really have to trust that your children are empowered to make good decisions, make good choices as they go out on their own. And I know for sure you're praying for her, and you're praying for all your children. I think it's just a matter of letting them make their choices and loving them through all of their choices. Amen. They have to know that you love them. You don't have to approve of everything, but they have to know that you love them unconditionally.
Right. And there's a great resource, actually. A friend of mine, Aurora Griffin, she went to Harvard, and she wrote a book, How I Stayed Catholic at Harvard. Fantastic book. And, you know, I read that, and even with going to a Catholic school, I could have tuned out of my faith. And she did exactly what I held a norm for myself, and that was get involved with the Catholic club, whether it's a Newman club or if you're going to a Catholic school, get involved with actual groups there. Go make a commitment to go to confession at least once a month, because then you have that accountability. But also start trying to go to daily Mass, whether that's with, you know, some friends you make through the Newman Center. These things are so important in college that we are literally being fed by the body of Christ and the sacrament of reconciliation at a time where I think we so desperately need that accountability and grace as we're learning to be adults.
That's a great point. I know that with both of my daughters, we looked into where is the Catholic Church in your new community? What masses do you want to go to? What is on campus for you? And so, you know, go and do the orientation parts. And, you know, if your children grow up Catholic, they know and they understand it's important to go to church, to go to Mass on Sundays. And so empower them to do that on their own. They know. They know it. They know what they're supposed to do, and trust that they will do it, you know. And they know how to fix things when they don't do the right thing. So those are the best tools you could ever give them as a Catholic mom and a Catholic dad.
And that's a whole other topic. We'll have to talk about that next week. We'll take note. Staying Catholic in college, how do you do that? That's Karen Moran, our very own here. Karen, I want to speak briefly. I mentioned three great ways, whatever state in life you're in, empty nest or not, to find more meaning in growing virtue, the way you give, the relationships you have, and third, virtue. Be intentional with your relationships, but let's focus on virtue for just a second while we have a moment. I've seen something incredible in you, and that is, before I've read it, you've already read it. I mean, so many things that we're talking about, you have chosen to dig deep in your faith. I imagine this is something that occurred even more so when you became an empty nester. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yes, there's plenty of time for reading. There's plenty of time for growing in your faith. And I think as an adult, as your kids grow, you should be growing too. That was a thing that I did through our parish and when we lived in Northern California, the faith formation classes. And I know with COVID things have changed, but, you know, seek out ways to form your faith, continue to grow in your faith. You should never stop growing. Volunteer to teach children in religious ed, and you will see you learn more. You end up learning more just being able to pass along the faith. I say start in fifth grade if you can handle it. And fifth grade is great.
That's Karen Moran here on Relevant Radio. Retiring tomorrow. Huge thank you. Send your love, your gratitude, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. She's there. Tell her why you appreciated praying with her and the shows that she has helped to bring to you. I'll be right back and we'll answer the question, is natural family planning Catholic birth control?
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
There's probably someone listening to Relevant Radio for the first time today. What would you tell them about what you've learned and why they should listen, Charlie?
Oh, gosh. Having gone away from the faith for a while and getting back, just listening to the stations for the past handful of years, I've just learned so much about the faith. It's unbelievable, and I can't thank you guys enough.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Donate now to support our mission. Give a tax-deductible gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
We'd love to hear from you if you've never donated before. It's fast, easy, tax-deductible, and you can give in any amount. Call and donate now, 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123.
Hey, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and The Faith Explained on Relevant Radio, joining Timory today for our Give Hope Pledge Drive. And this is the last major opportunity that you have in these next, about 15 minutes or so, to show your love for Timory. You know, one great definition of preaching that I once heard, Timory, was it's truth poured through personality. Truth poured through personality. The message of the gospel never changes, but you're going to be able to reach people that I can't, and vice versa. And Timory is our only female voice on this network right now. So if you want to support her and her unique perspective on family, on motherhood, and all the great stuff that she and Karen were just talking about, call this number right now, 1-877-291-0123, or go online, relevantradio.com or through the app. And every gift that you give, no matter how much, and you know what? For a lot of people out there, $5 is a lot. It's a sacrificial gift. Whatever your gift is, God knows your heart. Give what you can. And we're going to double it because we have amazing, generous partners that want to match every gift that's given during this hour. Don't miss this opportunity. Please help us out so that we can give hope, Timory.
And you mentioned something a minute ago. Maybe it's $5 you can give. Don't be embarrassed. So what if someone can give more than you? You know how often I've been there and I've gone, okay, I can't give much to you who's on the side of the street right now, but I can give you my sandwich because I've got no money. I'm in college or whatever it is. You know, I have no money. Whatever you can give, help us to reach 2 million tonight. We're not that far away. We're asking for your help, but we need people to step up no matter the gift. In fact, we just had San Francisco's coming through and we need more. San Francisco,
right, California.
An anonymous donor. California, $5,000. California, we need Relevant Radio. I'm asking you. You've got about, yes, amen, about 13 minutes to step up, give hope to yourself, your family, your loved ones. You know how many people say, Kale, I stumbled across Relevant Radio. It changed my life. You donating helps make that happen for other people you know and those you don't know.
Absolutely. And what you guys are talking about in that last segment, that was really a masterclass on parenting. And I needed to hear that too, because I'm a hashtag girl dad, and you're a girl mom, your husband's a girl dad. And so, yeah, it's coming. These empty nest days are coming for us too, Timory. It might not seem that way right now because we're both young parents. But I appreciate all the wisdom that you and Karen poured forth there. So if you like what you're hearing and you want to support Life-Changing Radio, 1-877-291-0123. Help us give hope. RelevantRadio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Every gift during this hour is matched 100%. Please give, and you will receive so much more in return, I promise. Give hope.
We're talking about what you're thinking about. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Welcome to our weekly marriage hour here on Trending. We're talking about empty nesting, new trends surrounding fertility, but here's one that we don't talk enough about. Is natural family planning Catholic birth control? This is a fantastic question, even better because a man asked it. John reached out to me saying, hey, I'm confused as to why the Catholic Church promotes so heavily natural family planning. And I get this. I really actually get this. It's confusing because there's such a thing as using contraception and there's such a thing as a contraceptive mindset. And sometimes we can have a contraceptive mindset as Catholics, as good-willed as it may be, with regard to how we'll have kids. And so, first of all, just a crash course, natural family planning is a method that the church respects and appreciates, not one that we'd say, oh, every Catholic couple has to practice this, where we can have recourse to infertile days in our cycle to engage in intercourse in order to, if necessary, not conceive a child or intentionally work to conceive a child if you're having a hard time. I know for my husband and I, we use natural family planning, NAPRO doctors, in order to help us in our struggle to conceive a baby. And of course, praise God, I received anointing of the sick. And 3 weeks later, I was pregnant. God is so good. But here's the deal. There is a lot of legitimate confusion. Can it be used, natural family planning, as Catholic birth control? Well, I think that we have to understand that are we having the same attitude as a culture of a contraceptive mindset? Well, until we have enough money, until we have the nice house, until we have this, you will never, ever. Are you listening? Hello? Is this on? You will never have everything you need mentally, emotionally, physically for a child. God provides. I can't say that enough over and over again. God provides, and every child comes with a loaf of bread under its arm and many, many blessings. So when my husband and I were getting married, I had zero intention of using natural family planning. Was it going to be easy to have a kid right away? No. Would it be easier if it didn't happen for a couple years? Absolutely. But marriage has an end, a purpose, the procreation education of children. And if we enter into marriage saying, well, I'm going to use natural family planning for 5 years so that we don't have kids, that can be a contraceptive mindset when we enter into marriage. And we have to recognize that the church has a document that every single Catholic couple should read. It's titled Humana Vitae. I'll include it in the notes to this show at relevantradio.com/trending, where you can subscribe to the podcast, re-listen, share, and find the notes of great resources we mention. And in there, it talks about how parents are called to engage in responsible parenthood. And they're called to, if for a serious reason they need to appeal to times of infertility, those days of the month when you're not fertile, you can't conceive a child, that is something that could be done. But it never says that every Catholic should do this. In fact, it says for serious reasons. And this is where the document goes on to talk about how ultimately couples are responsible to each other and before God to determine what is a serious reason. And I hear from a lot of men who have confusion, men and women, but specifically men, who they don't quite get why are we just using a Catholic version of contraception? And I think it's because we easily do. We lose track and we try to control things. So I had no intention of using NFP when I got married. Lo and behold, we found out I had two autoimmune diseases that significantly impacted the capacity to have children. And so we were looking for additional help. And NFP can be used to help you conceive a baby. And so as I was starting to do all of the charting regularly and like really getting into all the details, I remember looking at my husband at one point and I said, you know, if I were using this to try and avoid, there is so much control that is at my fingertips here with this chart. We control when, we control how, what time, and it could very easily become an attitude of contraception, a contraceptive mindset of, well, I'm not quite emotionally ready, I'm not mentally ready, which are legitimate reasons at times. But here's the deal. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 also talks about abstinence for a season. And abstinence for a season, I think we can also interpret not just during those infertile days, but perhaps there's a legitimate, serious reason where there's a need to wait a few months, maybe a year. In Humana Vitae, it talks about, you know, that might be a particular amount of time, or it might be, you know, things are really tough, maybe for a very serious health reason. I don't know what that would be. That's between you and God and your spouse, that we are discerning these things. That perhaps you appeal to that abstinence for a season, as St. Paul refers to. And if that's the case, you need to have a healthy relationship. You need to be in agreement as spouses, and you have to have a purpose. So not to say that natural family planning isn't something you can use if necessary to help in the planning of your family when things become serious, a serious reason, as Pope Paul VI refers to, but that we can also understand natural family planning is a great gift in understanding that it helps people to conceive children. Ultimately, natural family planning should be seen as a positive to help give and bring about new life, rather than a negative as a means to control family life and size. And I think that that's where we have to shift our attitude about what NFP is and recognize, hey, most of our parents didn't use NFP. For any generation, more than, let's say, the last 50 years, NFP wasn't a thing. At times, if there was a serious reason to avoid having children, it was through marital abstinence. And so we have to understand the beauty of what St. Paul refers to in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, how when abstinence occurs in marriage, it should be an opportunity for growth and holiness. That fast should be a fast specifically for praying for one another, for growing in virtue, for even perhaps that serious reason that there may be at that time to wait on having the great blessing of more children. So can NFP be treated as Catholic birth control? Yes, but we as Catholics have a responsibility to always be open to life, to be unitive with our spouses, and again, to be open to life and the new life that will come and the great gift of the future generations that we will bring about to change the world around us.
Hi everybody, Cale Clark here. This is it. This is our last segment. Both Timmery and I, and of course you know me as the host of the Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio. So glad to be with you and so glad to be with Timmery. Timmery and I, this is our last shot tonight to try to raise some money on this Give Hope Pledge Drive campaign, because the campaign will be over. I am confident that we will meet our goals, but we do need your help. 1-877-291-0123 is the toll-free line to call to donate. Staff are standing by to take your call, but in these COVID times, we don't have as many staff on hand as we might like. We weren't able to have volunteers helping us out with the phone line, so you might not get through. We do have some lines open right now, but no worries. All you got to do is hop on to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, and you can give securely online. Plus, if you do donate online, you're going to get a free digital talk by Father Rocky called Why We Love Our Lady. So perfect for the month of May, this month specially dedicated to Our Lady. That's going to be emailed to you as soon as you make your pledge. And when you go online too, you can check out our wonderful premiums that we have. If you give a dollar a day, you'll get this incredible book called Because of Our Fathers, our own Patrick Madrid, our own Father Rocky, NFL star Matt Burke, Chris Check from Catholic Answers, good friend of mine. They all tell the stories of their dads and how they helped them discover Jesus Christ and the fatherhood of God. This might be a good thing to hang on to if you want to save that up for Father's Day as a gift for your dad. And of course, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. Don't forget, everybody. Don't forget your mom. Call your mom. Visit your mom. And if you give at $600 per year, that's only $50 a month, then you get this beautiful Mary Undoer of Knots diptych. And it's a wonderful thing that you can put onto a shelf, a mantle. It kind of opens up. It's high quality, glossy wood, and it's got a beautiful image of Our Lady and a beautiful prayer. Mary Undoer of Knots would be perfect for giving to that child who's going away to university, perhaps, because, hey, there are a lot of knots that need to be undone in our lives as we go through them. Mary helps Amen. Us to do that. And don't forget, as Timory mentioned earlier in the show, if you come in at the $1,200 level of giving, there is a beautiful canvas of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. Check that out. Go online, relevantradio.com. You can see all these premiums. And anything you give, whatever level you come in at this evening, is going to be doubled. Your gift will be doubled. This is the best investment that you can possibly make. It's an investment in eternity. It's an investment in souls, Timory.
Amen. Investment in souls. And we need $50,000 this hour. You have about 2.5 minutes. Start dialing right now. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Relevant Radio app. If you're listening there, donate now. Whatever it is. It might be $5 today. That's the way we change lives, by everyone giving their widow's mite. RelevantRadio.com is where you can donate today. This is the last couple minutes to support Trending with Timory here at Relevant Radio. I'm asking you, we need $50,000, whatever you can give. And this is your opportunity to receive a thank you gift from us as well. Again, those gifts from the image of Our Lady Undoer of Knots, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. We want to say thank you to you, because you are a part of this mission of bringing hope at a time when people need it more than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And only Christ gives that hope.
Absolutely. And God cannot be outdone in generosity. Always remember that. I'm sure Timory would back me up on that one. And Timory, I got to say, I really admire you, because you're a new mom. And I know that when our daughter Michaela came along, you know, being a dad, obviously we're around too, but being a mom is an all-encompassing vocation. And you've had some major life changes. Not only have you become a new mom, you've actually moved really across the country. I mean, what's that been like for you? And you're still hosting your show. It's amazing.
It's been a lot. I can appreciate the prayer. See, we need the support here at Relevant Radio, because we are doing so much. But you know what? God equips us. And if we have the right perspective, and I have to remember, God first, my marriage, my child, these are so important to keep them in the right order.
Yeah, it's so
true. Is fundamental, as you know, being, you know, in ministry. It's so easy to lose sight of that. So let's not lose sight of where our money goes. Support Relevant Radio today. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Help continue to bring voices, faces, people for interacting with Christ, with other people. Again, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Give hope. This is your last opportunity to support Trending with Tim Ray. Kale Clark, it's been great with you. We'll be back with you tomorrow with our regular programming. Give online.